Good morning, everyone. We've got you covered with all the news around the world this morning, but I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some big help. National Retail Federation says 152 million people plan to shop this weekend. That's half of the population of the United States. Many of them today, in some of those pictures that you've seen, people running through stores, going after bargains, getting up at midnight and going in to shop. I've got three folks here who are going to help me understand this Black Friday phenomenon, which is not a big holiday in our house, but that's okay. Is it an economic indicator of what's going on in the U.S.? Michael Butler, marketing strategist in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Michael, convince me this isn't national, you don't get ripped off for once day here at Black Friday.
Well, it's definitely creating quite a stir, and I'm just wondering, with Black Friday turning into Black Thursday, with us moving the clock back, if we're offending the turkey.
Well, yeah, there you go. So Thanksgiving goes away. We just have sort of Black Thanksgiving week. What is positive about Black Friday in your view?
Well, you know, I've got four sons, and fortunately, they're all a little bit older. They like to do their own shopping. They like cash, and so I don't really surprise them with gifts anymore. I just throw them some green, and they're happy. My wife and I love the deals. We love to get out and shop. 2 years ago, we did it. We put out the Facebook group, but I have to tell you, this year we've been doing all of our shopping online.
All right. Well, you're staying out of the crowds then. That's Michael Butler, marketing strategist in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he listens to The Takeaway. Elizabeth Reiner listens to the show in South Florida, Miami Gardens, Florida. Elizabeth, you actually experienced those crowds last year on Black Friday and had something of an adventure on the program. What are you doing this year?
This year I decided to stay home.
Why?
I didn't go shopping. Money is tighter this year, and last year I had a lot of disappointment with the things that I wanted. So many people have been camping out in advance that the tickets have been given out already. So even though you were there, you know, maybe 3 hours or 4 hours before the store opened, there was somebody who was there 3 days before they opened. And so what you wanted was already gone. And I went to, four stores last year. I had a schedule, you know.
Yeah, we remember.
I was pretty well known to my family. This year, my sister-in-law called me and asked me where she should go for furniture, and I had to tell her I don't know because I didn't look because I'm broke, so there's no point in looking. But I did look last night before going to bed. I just had to look, and there was a lot of good deals that I kind of wish I could have gone out for, but I had to remind myself that probably they'll be gone before I get in the store.
Well, Elizabeth, you stay home and just talk to us for the next couple of minutes. Elizabeth Reiner is a Takeaway listener from Miami Gardens, Florida. Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our part of the New York Times. Two little economic data points there, the enthusiastic Michael Butler and the slightly disillusioned, I would say, Elizabeth Reiner, based on her cash flow situation this year. Is Black Friday a decent economic indicator of retail confidence, or is it just a kind of an eating your young cannibalization of the retail business in the sense that prices go so low that these businesses aren't necessarily making money?
You know, it is a barometer for what to expect during the holiday shopping season because not everything on Black Friday is on sale. There are a lot of discounts to lure people into the stores, but then there's a lot of regular full-priced things. And one of the measures that retailers look at is they look at, after the Black Friday weekend, how much stuff people bought on sale and how much stuff people bought not on sale. You know, they came into the store to get the, you know, the discounted item, but then they bought some other things. And how these sales go indicate to retailers whether they've got to mark everything down now for the holidays or whether they can hold out a few weeks. And of course,
Hold on right there, because mm-hmm. this is a really important sort of point here. It's not so much about the retail confidence necessarily of the consumers, but it's the fact that it is a mass movement. It's 152 million people.
Yes.
That's a lot of information.
Yes,
suddenly
it's like a national survey on what you're going to do with your pocketbook.
That's what it means.
These holidays.
So in some ways, that's why the retailers really want you to go out and shop, because they can test the patterns, and then it's going to pay off later on.
It's better than any consumer confidence survey out there, because they basically have people in the store or on the internet giving them feedback on, are they only bargain hunting this year? Are they going for luxury items? Are they going just for discounted necessities?
So let me just ask, if a store sees on, say, Saturday that item one is not selling, but item two that they didn't order enough of looks like it's going to be really hot, do the stores have time to reorder and restock between now and December 25th?
You know, so much of the goods that we buy are from overseas. They are shipped months ahead. So it's difficult for the stores to change their inventories much. But what they can change is their pricing. So they can figure out where they should emphasize sales and where they don't need to put things as much on sale. So that's how it's an important economic indicator. The other thing I would say is that it's also an important economic indicator for our whole economy as we think about whether we're still in a recovery. A lot of people out there, you know, it's interesting, the polls, you know, Gallup and Pew, they show that regular people feel like we're in a recession, even though the economists haven't said we've gone into a second recession. People are saying that we are. And so this will be important not only to the retailers, but to policymakers and economists who are trying to figure out what is happening with this economy.
That's Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Elizabeth Ryer in South Florida, are you feeling pretty confident or not so confident entering this holiday season?
I'm pretty confident. My shopping list is pretty small this year, and it's not items that are on sale. It's things that I know that are going to be there that have been asked for specifically, so taking it kind of easy this year.
So you're taking it easy, but the fact that you're being more modest about your shopping list gives you a certain amount of confidence. You can afford what you're going to buy, and so you're very confident about what it is you're going to be doing this year.
Right. I'm not really worried.
That's interesting. Elizabeth Ryer is a Takeaway listener in South Florida. She shopped in Black Friday last year, but isn't terribly enthusiastic about it this year, although she is confident about her shopping list between now and the holidays. Michael Butler, what's your confidence level?
Well, John, I'll tell you this. There's 30,000 active Twitter users in Oklahoma, and we've been following the Twitter hashtag Black Friday to catch the sales. You know, the economy's really tight, but it just really gives people two options. They can either go back to school or start a business. And at theventurenetwork.org, we're using hashtags to help people on social media find out what the best deals are.
What's the best deal, Michael Butler, based on your Twitter feed?
Well, it seems to be the big flat screen going for $1,100 at Walmart.
All right. Michael Butler, founder of the Black Friday Shopper Support Group on Facebook, speaking with us via Skype from his home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You better get out and start shopping, right? Are you doing everything online today, Michael?
We're doing things online. We're doing a video feed at theventurenetwork.org. We're just having fun interviewing people all day long, all night long.
It's a media. Black Friday is also a media event. Michael Butler listens to the program in Stillwater, Oklahoma. He joined us from his home in Tulsa. Elizabeth Ryer is a Takeaway listener on WLRN in South Florida. And, of course, Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.